Welcome into the Thoughts from the Bench podcast. This is Luke Jett, and I'm here with Shane Hardy and Ben Marks, and possibly Austin Guthrie. He left the conversation, but he might be back. Fellas, how are we doing today?
Doing great.
Doing well as always.
Fantastic. We're going to start out talking about the Chicago Bulls. We haven't done much other talk in our recent podcast besides the Bears. So we're going to talk about the Bulls. Obviously, Derrick Rose went off for 30 against the Cavs, and Shane, Ben, and I had a huge conversation about if the Bulls are back or if they're going to win the Eastern Conference and go on to the finals, and how Derrick Rose is back. In my opinion, Derrick Rose is not back. This is a preseason game. Give him 40 to 50 games, maybe he'll be back. Who knows? But he also could miss the year, like he has the last three. And even if Derrick Rose is healthy, there's no way the Bulls come out of the East this year. What do you guys think?
Rose showed his explosiveness in the game. I was happy to see that. But I don't think they can beat Cleveland. Cleveland's just too good. But they have some life to them, and I'm looking forward to seeing them play this season.
Shane?
I don't know if Derrick Rose is going to be back to the exact Derrick Rose he was, but like Ben just said, and that's the reason that I think he's got potential and he's kind of back, is that his explosiveness is still there. He can still get up to the rim. He can still get to the rim. He's got that first fast step. He was going, you know, from one end of the court to the other in under 4 seconds, you know, putting the ball in the hoop on fast breaks. I just think that if the explosiveness is there, he can still get to the rim and he's stronger than he was, then it's just going to be a matter of time before he's, you know, playing at an elite level.
Well, the thing is he an elite player anymore, even with the coming off the two knee injuries?
Well, that's what we're going to have to find out. You can't say, well, what if he gets hurt? What of this or what of that? It's just, you can take what you see so far, and what we've seen so far from the preseason is that he's been playing good basketball. And as he goes on, if he can stay healthy, I think he's just going to get better and better.
I think that the Bulls' chance at a championship is playing for the New York Knicks right now. And I stick by that because I think...
I don't think one player makes or breaks a team.
I think this team is in a perfect opportunity to land a marquee free agent, and your best player, or your quote-unquote best player, didn't recruit him at all.
Well, I don't think D-Rose, like everybody says D-Rose hasn't played the last 2 years. I don't think it's D-Rose's job to recruit Carmelo. I think that it was the players who've been playing the last 2 years, Joakim Noah and Taj Gibson and, you know, even Sibs, you know, I think it was their job. I think Derrick Rose.
They did.
I don't think it's Derrick Rose's job at that point to recruit when he's not playing.
That was good. But I think that it is Derrick Rose's job because this is his team, apparently. This is his city, and everybody leans on him, so I think that it is most certainly his job to recruit players. But I think that Derrick Rose just wants to be the number one guy, and he doesn't want anybody else to help him. This is his team. This is what he wants to do, and that's what Derrick Rose is gonna do.
Stop.
What?
I said stop.
I think so.
You think? I can't believe he said that. Like, he came out of the league, or into the league, and he wasn't a scorer, and he had to become a scorer, and he came out and said he does not like having to shoot the ball, and he'll do what it takes. When he does, he'll do what it takes to win.
Well, obviously, he didn't do enough if we don't have Carmelo Anthony.
When you were gone, me and Ben were talking, and Ben agreed with me.
Ben agreed with you? It's, how is it not Derrick Rose's? How?
He wasn't playing.
It doesn't matter.
Who knows if he would even be able to play basketball again.
You're getting paid $18 million a year. You are the highest paid player on the team by far. Like, 25% of the season salary is your contract. You most certainly have
to. Okay, put it this way. Do you think that Carmelo Anthony would have came to the Bulls if Derrick Rose would have recruited him?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
The Bulls couldn't pay him. That's what it came down to. He wanted money.
No, I think if Derrick Rose would have opened up the mat and not been selfish about it, and had all the people in his camp, like his brother, telling him he's got to be the number one option, then that we would have had Carmelo Anthony right now.
Derrick Rose should open up a recruiting agency then.
Well, maybe he should. Maybe he'd win something in the playoffs.
We won two series with him.
Okay, and how did he do in the biggest series of his career?
I don't know. How does Jay do in the biggest playoff game of his career?
We're not talking about Jay. You can't.
I'm just saying.
That, no, you can't compare that.
Okay, well, then I'll compare it later when we talk about the Bears.
Okay, that's fine. But, no, how did he do in the biggest series of his career? Shot 30% from the field and lost.
Everybody has an off night.
Oh, an off four night?
You never know. Who was guarding him, Luke?
It was five, actually.
We won game one. I know, but we won game one. But,
LeBron James most of the time?
LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron James. LeBron James guard anybody and plays a man-to-man tight, then they're going to not do as well as they've been doing. It's just how it's going to go.
And Carmelo does pretty good.
And why didn't we win that? Why didn't we win that series? Because we didn't have a second scorer.
You told me that one person can't make a break the team. You can't put a win or a loss on one specific person 2 nights ago. So how can you blame that whole series?
Basketball is different because that was a Jay Cutler argument. Basketball is completely different.
How?
Because it's five guys instead of 22.
But if the best defender in the game, maybe he might be the best defender in the league, but the best defender on the other team for sure is guarding you tight man-to-man, then that is your chance to have a mismatch somewhere on the floor.
And you know what? The Bulls didn't do it. And
but is that Derrick Rose's fault?
Maybe Derrick Rose should have got him the ball better.
There we go.
Okay. Here. LeBron guarded Rose, shut him down.
Yeah.
That means
who is guarding Luol Deng?
Yeah, they would have put I don't know who they would put up. Maybe
Wade. Probably Wade.
Yeah, probably Wade on him. So it's up to the two guards to make him pay because he's got Mario Chalmers guarding.
Oh, I can't wait to watch Jimmy Butler drop 40 this year in the playoffs. LOL.
But our two guard back then was Keith Bogans. No. And Jimmy's better than Keith, yes. But
not a 3-point shooter. Keith Bogans is a better 3-point shooter.
I don't know. Bogans is only good for one fast break three a game, and that's about it.
Being a good 3-point shooter does not make you a good NBA player.
It spreads the floor. Kyle Korver.
Bring John Rondo, Luke.
Kyle Korver's doing okay. Doug McDermott's going to be okay. It's Doug McDermott.
You said that
McDermott won't play.
McDermott's going to play.
They're talking about maybe even starting McDermott.
McDermott's going to play more than Mirotić.
Yes. Mirotić won't play much. McDermott won't play much either.
Yeah, McDermott's going to have to play.
Ben, they're talking about starting him.
No, Mike Dunleavy's going to start. It's not even close.
Dunleavy's going to start, but whatchamacallit, Snell's a much better defender.
No, Tony Snell's out of the rotation per Tibbs.
Out. No.
Out. Yes.
Uh-uh.
That's a proven fact.
It will not be a proven fact. When the season starts, McDermott, I think you could beat him off the dribble, Luke.
Literally.
I think that Tibbs is going to change his mind about not having Snell in the rotation.
You know what was awesome about Doug McDermott when we had him 4 years ago in Kyle Korver?
Yeah, they're basically the same player. Korver's a better shooter.
The Bulls are basically the 2010 Bulls, and they're going to face the same fate when they lose to Cleveland.
Cleveland's better than Miami one.
Exactly. You're just feeding into my argument.
Yeah. I said right before you cut out that we're not going to get past Cleveland.
There's no way. No way. Because they're going to stick LeBron on Derrick Rose, and nobody's going to score.
Kyrie Curry's better than Wade was.
Yep.
Love's better than Bosh was.
Well, Wade was a top five player at the time.
2012 would have been our best chance.
The year Rose tore his ACL would have been our best chance.
2011-2012 season. Yeah, that would have been our best chance.
Yeah.
Because we had Vellinelli, who was...
A Sheik.
Who was better than Korver.
No, we had Korver opinion. Then.
Oh, we had Vellinelli. Vellinelli was good.
Yeah, that...
Did we?
Yeah. No, the year we had Bellinelli was the year that Derrick Rose was medically cleared to play and sat out for the last 2 months.
Because he's a little girl.
Basically. All he cares about is the money.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
But you know what? Could you imagine if the Bulls ever traded Carmelo? Or ever traded Derrick Rose? Chicago would go nuts because that's their son. When in reality, who said before his second knee injury they should trade him? This guy.
I did too.
Exactly. Thank you.
And I think you guys are both going to be eating your words here this season if he can stay healthy.
I hope I do.
Okay, Shane. He'll have a good season if he can stay healthy, but it still does not mean that we'll be a championship contender.
Okay, my point being is you said we should have traded him. How do you know who you would have got from if he was hurt? It's not his fault he got hurt.
Rebuild.
And both of his knee surgery, or both of his surgery, or something that's like almost freak accidents. Like, if it happens to one person, it's like a freak accident. Let alone happen to the same guy having two
recurring injuries.
It wasn't just the two knee injuries. He had a problem with his toe. He had a problem with his neck, back. He had a problem with
his everything. Hand. He missed a whole crap ton of games the year after he won MVP. He's played 53 games in 3 seasons. And he was active for a whole season.
Well, I'm just saying, I think you guys would be eating your words.
I would rather have Carmelo Anthony than Derrick Rose right now.
Well, yeah. Right now, yes. Obviously, we know where Carmelo's at. But you don't... Carmelo could get hurt this year. How do you? No one knows.
But who's more likely to get hurt, Derrick Rose? Right.
I don't know. You can't. I don't think another one. I mean, Derrick Rose has had 2 past injuries, yes, but I mean, anything can happen.
It's not just those 2. It's the recurring ones that I'm worried about.
The turf toe, the strained neck.
It's the middle of the season. It's like the regular season doesn't matter to that extent.
Well, neither does the playoffs matter when he sat out when he was medically cleared either.
He hasn't played all season. I wouldn't have played either. I think if Derrick Rose would have came back and we would have put Derrick Rose in the lineup, he would have given the Bulls a worse chance to win. I think Nate Robinson and who was Kirk Heinrich at the time?
Shane.
Kirk was hurt.
Shane.
What?
I don't mean to compare here, but do you know one player who came back in the middle of a series and made a difference?
Who bet?
I'll give you a guess. It was in 1995.
I don't know, Ben.
Michael Jordan. Didn't play the whole season. Hadn't played in 2 years. Comes back in the Orlando series. And he gave him a chance to win. We lost to Orlando, sure. They had a good team. They made it to the East, to the finals and lost to...
Ben. No, just go back to what you just said. You're talking about the best basketball players who ever lived.
There he is.
You're comparing Derrick Rose to Michael Jordan.
I just said I don't want to compare them.
I'm just saying, though, you can't... That's like... You can't do that.
The Bulls won 1 game in that Miami Heat series without Luol Deng, Joakim Noah on 1 foot, and without Kirk Heinrich. You can't tell me that Derrick Rose, even 60%, would have given the Bulls a better chance to win.
I'm pretty sure they already said that Rose was out for the playoffs before they got hurt. I'm pretty sure they already discussed that he was going to be out.
Not that year. They just left it open. They said he could come back for the playoffs. And then he was medically cleared in March. And then he kept taking jumpers right before playoff games, looking completely fine, trying to dunk off of it, going up. It's like, what are you doing here? You're sitting out of the playoffs. Like, I don't understand.
I don't mean to bring any comparisons, but you know how you talk about Jay Cutler and the Ghost Timer and how he feels like this, feels like that. Well, the same thing happened to Derek Rose. It was all mental.
Well, Jay Cutler's played almost as many games as Derrick Rose in the past three seasons.
I don't think Jay's played 53 games.
I said almost. He's probably played 35.
He's 10-6 in the last 2 years. He's played 18 games the last 2 years.
Yeah, okay. And he missed the majority of 2012.
I think he only missed two games there. So that's 14. So 30. Okay, 30.
I think he missed five games last year, starting wise.
Yeah.
Okay, so 30. So 30, roughly 30 games, and Derrick Rose played 53. I'm just saying that Derrick Rose will not be the how you can't say that Derrick Rose is going to be the same, but I understand where you can't say he's not either.
The thing that you would be worried about most would be what Derrick Rose had that was special, and that was his ability to get off the floor and his ability to beat people because he's so much faster, and that is still there. If you watch the preseason, he's blowing by Kyrie Irving. He is getting down the floor so fast and finishing, or getting up to the rim like hard. He's not finishing great yet. I mean, he got better, but that is still there. So the only thing left to do for him would just be to get back in the rhythm of playing basketball.
It is the preseason, though. People are not trying as hard.
It doesn't matter.
Tony Snell was blowing by people last preseason, and we were thinking we had another Jimmy Butler and Luol Deng.
It's not even the fact that he's blowing by people.
Marcus Teague was doing it too.
It doesn't matter. He's getting down the floor. He picked up a rebound and got from one end of the floor and put the ball in the hoop in less than 4 seconds twice. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a preseason or not.
He also sat out a game because of knee soreness. How many times is that going to happen this year?
It's a preseason, Luke. Who cares, right?
Well, you can't. You have to use that for your argument too.
I'm arguing with you to the fact that you said that how do you know what Derrick Rose is going to be? And the biggest thing you are worried about, which everybody else is what? You're worried about his shot not being the same or what?
I'm worried about him getting injured again and the Bulls just doing the same exact thing as last year.
We're not talking about injury. We were talking about him not being the same.
He's not going to be the same.
I know, but what are you worried about him not being the same as? Is his shooting, his running, his jumping?
What made Derrick Rose the MVP was explosiveness, blowing by people, and dunking over people.
Not even dunking.
Yeah, even dunking.
It's finishing.
Okay.
Finishing is something that will come over. You'll get more used to it. You know, finishing in the lane. That's going to get better and better and better. His explosiveness. His vertigo got better after his first leg injury, and it looks to be pretty damn good still. And the speed, I mean, it's still there. You can see it. If you watch the game, you can see it. So everybody's worries that they're worried about, that's not the part to worry about right now. The part to worry about is him staying healthy, which is everybody's worry for every player. But, like, you guys are all worried about something that he's proven is still there.
I mean, we said the same thing in the last year's preseason, and what did he do in the regular season when it came?
We said what?
Okay, Luke.
He had that explosiveness last year in the preseason, not really. Too.
Okay, yes. He had that explosiveness, but he wasn't finishing. He's finishing this year, which feels into Shane's argument that he's going to be better.
Okay.
And I think that actually playing in the Diva helped him because it got him back to playing competitive basketball.
Playing like crap in FIBA, may I add.
Everyone played like crap.
Look, the point being is that the stuff that people are worried about, like not finishing and, you know, getting comfortable with, say, the team, anything like that, that's going to come with time. The thing people
How much time do you have, though?
I don't know, 30 points against the Cavs? That's not bad.
It's the preseason. You can't judge a point total in the preseason.
You are judging on the preseason. You are judging on the way he looks, blowing by people in the
preseason. I haven't watched a game in the preseason. I haven't watched a game. I don't care to.
Well, then you can't criticize, because I have, and he's explosive, he is fast, he has the vertical, he looks like the old Derrick Rose if he can stay healthy.
Well, you should probably give him the preseason MVP and just hand him the trophy now. then.
You're being ridiculous.
No, you can't judge a player off the preseason.
Look,
he did the same thing last year. He did the same thing last year. So were you.
I'm not judging him on this preseason. Like I'm judging him how he looks. Not how his game looks, how physically he looks. How his jumping is, how his running is, and you were trying to turn it into, well, you know, it's not, you can't blow by anybody in the preseason. What do you mean you can blow by anybody in the preseason?
You can. Who's playing defense in the preseason?
Everybody.
No,
the roster
not really.
14 men.
Nobody is playing defense in the preseason.
It's the NBA. Does anybody ever play defense?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you put LeBron on Derrick Rose, he plays defense.
You put LeBron on anybody.
Well, that's true. That's true too. But okay. Well, we've spent 21 minutes talking about Derrick Rose.
I still feel like that. Winning.
Our best chance to win a championship as the city of Chicago came in 2011, 2012 when Rose tore the ACL.
Yep.
That would have been the best chance they had.
Yep. Yep, I agree with that. It could have been this year with Melo.
Luke.
What?
Before we get off the topic, Bulls play, I think, was it Friday night that they play? Last preseason game? Watch it. Don't judge Derrick Rose on how his shot's falling or how he's finishing. You judge him, and you specifically watch him on how the stuff that matters. The stuff that people were worried about. His jumping and his running and his ability to get to the rim.
I can't wait to see him fill up the stat sheet with hustle plays. When you're supposed to be the number one option. I'm glad vertical is on the stat sheet. Vertical gets you wins.
Yeah, okay, so you're telling me that an ACL injury is going to affect his right shooting hand. Or his shooting.
Is it? How's he shooting this preseason?
That's something that's going to come over time.
He's doing actually pretty good. I don't know the exact number, but based on what I've seen.
You don't walk in the gym your first day of high school basketball practice and shoot lights out. You get better as the year goes on.
He's been playing all summer, right?
Yeah, and he's been shooting. He's been playing decent. He was out for 2 years.
He hit 1-3 in FIBA in like 18 to 20 attempts.
Derrick Rose is not known for his three-point abilities.
He needs to be.
What do you mean he needs to be? It's not his game. It's not his game.
He shot better last year, last game, the game before. That three's looking better. He's making threes.
Yeah, I think it was, what, three for five or 4 for 6 or something from last game?
Well, fantastic.
Yeah. He's doing, like, his shooting percentage is actually pretty good this postseason.
What I'm saying was, when Derrick Rose won the MVP, was he a three-point specialist? Was he making a ton of threes? No. He was scoring a shit ton of points, and he was getting to the rim.
That's not the same guy.
How do you know?
Derrick Rose is not 22-year-old Derrick Rose anymore.
Same guy.
He's 4 years older with 2 knee surgeries. He's not going to blow by everybody all the time anymore.
He doesn't have to do it all the time. He doesn't have to do it all the time.
Well, I'm glad he can pass to a second reliable scorer.
Like I said,
like
if you haven't watched any preseason games or watched Derrick Rose at all, watch a game and then you can talk to me.
I'm going on just logic of 2 knee surgeries and not being explosive.
Well, I'm just going on logic of what I've seen. He's explosive. Ben admitted it. He watched the game. Derrick Rose looks explosive.
Again, I just want to see where explosiveness shows up in the stat sheet.
But he's making shots.
Explosiveness gets to the rim.
Making threes.
Well,
he's
good.
He's doing things that we need him to do.
He's had.
Granted, it's a preseason.
If Derrick Rose wasn't explosive, but he can make all the shots. His shot.
Is this his first good game of the preseason?
He played more last season. This was his best scoring option in preseason games before this. He played, I don't know the exact numbers, but it was not a lot of minutes.
Last game was the first game that Derrick Rose has played the fourth quarter all preseason.
Yeah, Tibbs
already came out and said he's not going all out this preseason. He's going out to look at different stuff. He's not going to go out and try to win all the preseason games. He's going to kind of take it slow and see what happens and try matchups and get players ready for the regular season.
I guess we just have to wait.
You're already shitting on him, and you haven't even seen him.
You're already giving him the MVP trophy. Both of you are.
Did I say that? Did I ever say that? I think I said that he looks explosive. And you said, where's explosive on the stat sheet?
No, you said he's back.
When did I say he's back? I sent a picture on Twitter, the Harry Potter guy.
No, you said he's back. Ben, back me up on this. He said he's back.
He said he's back in the context of his explosiveness.
And that was his game, right? When he won MVP?
Yes.
So he's back to his MVP self.
It's not going to come like that. I've been trying to tell you this all day. The other part of his game is going to take a while getting used to it. Finishing, making shots, everything.
How much more do you need to get used? He's been off for 3 years. Like you said, his knees don't affect his shooting. He's just been shooting jumpers for 3 years.
It's game speed. Everything's different in game speed. You can fucking make 10 for 10 threes in practice if you're wide open by yourself shooting around. But when you get up to game speed and you're out of breath and there's somebody trying to guard you real tight, yeah, it's different.
I guess.
You're arguing with him. He's out for 3 years. It's not like you're going to come back in the gym and bam, it's going to be right back to can make everything and can dunk over everybody. It's going to take time.
I guess so. I guess it will.
Okay, I'd like to bring up a point.
What?
Recently it was said that a couple of NBA players wanted to shorten the NBA season.
Yeah.
And this also brought up the comment that how Thibodeau, wears his players out too much. Okay. He plays them too many minutes, etc.
Okay.
But I don't think he does. What are you guys' opinions on it?
I think that he's needed to the last couple of years because he hasn't had the depth that he has this year. Like, back in 2011 and 2012, he actually had the depth, so they weren't playing all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it works for Greg Popovich. He gives his guys rest all the time. They're super old, and they still come, and they're ready to go playoffs, because that's what matters. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I agree with Luke on this one, that he's got the people to, you know, sub in and out. You know, it's just a matter of fact if he does it or not.
He's not going to play Tony Snell 20 minutes like he did last year.
I'll tell you another thing, though. I've been liking this preseason a little bit. And, I mean, you guys might not like what I'm going to say, but I've been watching a lot of Nikola Mirotic playing a stretch five, kind of. And I actually kind of like it.
I like it, too. But Tibbs is still not going to play him.
I'm just saying, though, that if you had Paul and Taj rotate and you had Joe and Mirotic for, you know, not like end of the game and stuff, but just during the game, I think that he'd be a good, like, stretch five. I mean, they're having him, you know, play out, pulling the big guys out, opening up the lane for Derek and Jimmy and, you know, anybody else he wants to cut or, you know, post guys, Taj or Paul.
He won't play 8 minutes a game.
Didn't say he would, but I'm just saying that I've seen that and I kind of like it.
I think the big man rotation is going to be as exactly as it was last year with Powell playing more minutes than Boozer. It's going to be like you're going to see a lot of Taj and Powell, and then you're going to see a lot of Powell and Joe, and then Joe and Taj. I think you're just going to rotate those three in those two positions.
Yeah. Getting back to my argument about too many minutes, I saw a statistic about the amount of minutes that Jackson played Rodman, Pippen, and Jordan back in the old second three-peat.
Uh-huh.
They, each of them, were like close to 38 minutes a game during the regular season.
You're going to play your stars, man. And it's a different era with injuries and stuff. I mean, and the Bulls don't have a number one go-to guy. I mean, we don't know what we have with Rose, obviously. We just spent 25 minutes talking about it. But, like, Jordan, you had a number two guy in Pippen. It was just different time. I mean, the Bulls need to rotate guys because they have the worst offense in basketball. They just need to get – they need to find scoring any way they can.
And a lot of those games, of those 38 minutes that they played, a lot of them were blowouts where Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman didn't play the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But, I agree with that. I like the shortened shortening. I think they should shorten the season. Maybe not. I don't know. I think the game time is perfect. I just think that. I think the Tibbs minute thing is overblown. It's kind of like.
I probably did too. We should probably go.
Yeah, we should probably try and go into Bears stuff now.
Yeah, I'm gonna. We're gonna stop this podcast because it's at 30 minutes, but we'll pick up a new one real quick here. This is the Bulls edition of the podcast, and you can listen to our next podcast for the NFL edition and our picks. We'll talk to you later.